Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninin M. Hang Singh. The RMSC 2016 teachers will launch an indefinite sit-in protest from today at the Directorate of School Education Kohima to seek accountability, justice and fair redressal of their grievances. In a statement, RMSC stated the peaceful demonstration will continue without interruption until demands are addressed by the concerned authorities. The RMSC called upon civil societies and general public to stand in solidarity in asserting their constitutional right to peaceful protest. Their demands include recognition of salary and service benefits from their original date of appointment in 2016, implementation of the ROP 2017 pay scale, including annual increments, at par with SSA-RMSA 2010-13 teachers, and enforcement of office memorandum issued on 29 March 2017. Dimapur District Administration has revised the guidelines for the issuance and regulation of the Inner Line Permit ILP effective August 7, covering Dimapur, Chumukedima and Newland. The new ILP framework categorizes applicants into groups such as floating population, laborers, transporters, private employees, teachers, students, traders and tourists.
Key highlights of the guidelines include floating populations such as shoppers, patients will receive free 30-day permits, daily laborers and vendors will pay 50 rupees for 1 month or 100 rupees for 6 months. Transporters to pay 50 to 100 rupees depending on route length. Construction workers to get 165-day permits at 300 rupees with employer sponsorship capped at 100 workers. Private employees will pay 1,000 rupees annually. Teachers and clergy will get 3-year permits at 1,500. Students are fee exempted. Non-teaching staff, domestic workers will pay 1,000 per year. Traders and business partners have options ranging from 90-day to 3-year permits. Tourist, domestic will be 200 for 30 days, while foreign will be charged 500 rupees, subject to visa, PAP. Landlords must report non-indigenous tenants to authorities. Hotels and guest houses must notify police for out-of-state guests. Only authorized agencies may check ILPs. Civilian imposed penalties are also punishable. Karher, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to arrive in Manipur on 13th of this month for a few hours and hold public meetings at two places. A meeting was held at Raj Bhavan in Imphal to discuss the visit of the Prime Minister to the state. The meeting was chaired by the Governor of Manipur, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, and attended by former Chief Minister N. Biren, Speaker of Manipur Legislative Assembly, T.H. Satyabrata, MLAs, and the President of BJP Manipur Pradesh, Adhikari Mayum Sardar Devi. Sky watchers across the world witnessed a stunning event last night, a total lunar eclipse, also known as Chandra Grahan. This lunar eclipse, which is the second one for this year, also produced a blood moon. The Earth's shadow started covering the lunar disk at 9:57 p.m. and the total lunar eclipse peaked around 11:48 p.m. and ended at around 12:22 a.m. The lunar eclipse lasted for a little over 48 minutes across India for celestial enthusiasts to witness. The eclipse was visible to the naked eye. The first ever Women's Football Cup of Perin District, jointly organized by the Assam Rifles and the Perin District Football Association, concluded successfully on Saturday at the AstroTurf Ground, Jaluki Town. Held over 3 days under the theme Her Game, Her Glory, the tournament featured 10 teams from across the district. Jaluki Town Gunners Women Football Club claimed the championship title with a commanding 4-0 win over Jaluki Town Galacticos in the final. At the closing ceremony, the commander of Dimapur Sector, Assam Rifles, praised the players for their enthusiasm and performance. He highlighted the role of sports in promoting unity, discipline and women's empowerment, reaffirming Assam Rifles' commitment to supporting community development through sports. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rain and thunderstorms at many places over Nagaland on 10th and 11th September, with isolated heavy rainfall expected on these days. Further heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely over Nagaland on 12th and 13th of this month. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.